Well, I was thinking how to write a history poem, and I thought about Stourbridge Fair, and I thought about one person, and maybe this was a person who lived a long time ago. So in a way, it's a kind of ghost monologue. Newton, apple pie, prisms or prisons. That's what it's called. A meeting with a stranger, and the stranger starts talking. Excuse me, sir, your apple pie looks good. I have a knife. You seem not keen to share. Is pie so rare, you think? One man, one pie? Come, come. What if we always thought like that? How can you be so sure the apple's yours? Did it not once grow on an orchard tree whose roots went deep into the ground below, where water trickled in from round about? Whose water was helping that apple grow? Whose sun on that apple made it ripen? When late summer your apple blushed and fell, who did that? What invisible hand pulled it to the ground? Not you, I think. Yet you seem to say the pie is yours, all yours. Ah, and now you offer me a crusty slice. I would say yes, but now it feels as if I've begged, and I always say that nothing asked for tastes as good as something given. Just think, the earth doesn't ask for apples. We don't ask for the sun, its heat and light. Our gifts freely given. All we need do is give thanks and make use of what's arrived. Oh, perhaps I'll have just one small piece, good sir. Yes, it's good. Nigh on as good as one I had some 350 year... Oh, no matter. Please let me repay you fair. A market man sold me two little things. He called them prisms, which will capture light. But I've not found the light he talked about. I see no light inside the glass. Rather, I see it pouring through like grains of sand. Ah, I must leave you. It's late. Before I go, haven't you ever wondered why or how an apple always falls straight down and not curving or flying back up in the air? Do you think it's why we sat so long here without floating away, as if we were fallen apples lying still on the ground, as if the ground itself had captured them? Do you know, someone once gave me a name, a corpuscularianist, he said. Oh, thank you again, sir, for the apple pie. Enjoy the prisms. Did I get that right?